A government study of northern states says many urban streams have become salty enough to harm aquatic life, except in Alaska. The study puts some of the blame on salt used for de-icing winter roads. The U.S. Geological Survey studied urban streams and groundwater in 20 states, including Alaska, for levels of chloride, a component of salt. In more than 40% of the streams tested, the agency found chloride levels above federal recommendations designed to protect aquatic life. Most of those streams, however, are in the northeastern part of the country and around the Great Lakes. USGS hydrologist John Milani of the Connecticut Water Science Center wrote the report. He says the agency has been collecting groundwater and stream data for years in south-central Alaska, but the Alaska data shows no problems.
The maximum concentration measured were all below our water quality standards.
The USGS report looks at streams near roadways in Nanilchik, the Kenai River below Skilak Lake, the South Fork of Campbell Creek in Anchorage, and Chester Creek at Arctic Boulevard in Anchorage. None of the streams were off highways in the interior or southeast Alaska. The report caught the attention of water quality specialists at the Department of Environmental Conservation. We just heard from DEC's Cindy Gilder, who confirmed the South Central streams were not impaired. The Alaska Department of Transportation uses more than 15,000 tons of salt on average each winter, with the bulk of it mixed with sand. According to the report, high chloride levels can slow plant growth, impair reproduction, and reduce the diversity of organisms in affected waters.